And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's been a lot of public hand-wringing in recent weeks, mostly by wealthy and powerful voices about inflation and the supposed possibility that our economy is, quote, overheating thanks to federal spending related to the pandemic. The truth, however, is quite different. As economists Heidi Shierholz and Josh Bivens of the Economic Policy Institute argue persuasively, the moderate inflation we now see is mostly the result of two key things: a shift in consumer spending away from face-to-face services and toward goods, combined with supply chain bottlenecks. Spending from the American Rescue Plan has played only a small role in driving up prices. Moreover, thanks to big gains in wages and employment, average families are, on average, faring much better than they were a year ago. In addition, as writer John Schwartz points out, inflation has effectively reduced the debt, mortgages, student and car loans, held by average Americans by around $850 billion in just 12 months. The bottom line, inflation bears careful monitoring, but those looking to grasp its true impact need to look beyond the headlines. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.